We've been traveling for hours. Where are they taking us?
Towards the northwest, toward the city Scotty reported.
Captain, there it is.
That must be 5 square kilometers.
If these are the builders, it is an admirable feat.
They don't seem very interested in communicating with us. If they can communicate at all.
Perhaps not in a way we understand. I keep receiving impressions.
Any ideas, Doctor?
Well, I've got one, and I definitely don't like it. I guess they're doing exactly what we would do.
Which is?
Well, if we came upon an alien creature we'd never seen before, the first thing we'd do is to make sure it was free of harmful bacteria. Then we'd see if it was intelligent.
Congratulations, Doctor. A most logical assumption.
The more important question, gentlemen, is whether or not there's a way out of here. A force field. It seems harmless enough.
So do the bars of a jail, unless you're on the inside.
And we are definitely on the inside.
Hey! Somebody! Anybody!
A wasteful use of energy, Doctor. I believe they can hear us without your shouting.
You said you were picking up impressions. Are the aliens telepathic?
I've come to the conclusion they are, Captain. But the speed at which the thoughts flow is too great for me to comprehend. Except for the most fleeting image.
Surely we can communicate with them some way.
They appear to be as advanced beyond Earth civilization as you are from a colony of ants.
Then what were all those other creatures where we beamed down?
You'll recall we recognized at least 2 species from vastly different planets. The environment did not appear natural to this planet. A technology this advanced could easily travel to other star systems to collect specimens.
You mean it's some kind of a zoo?
Exactly.
They took our phasers, communicators, and other equipment, so they must have some idea we're intelligent.
Not necessarily, Captain. They could have taken them for the same reason you would take a sharp object away from a child.
Or maybe they want to see how our toys work.
That, too, is a possibility.
Wait a minute. You. Hey!
We've got to communicate with them.
Well, so much for mythology.
I find them strangely attractive.
Look ahead. Better do what they want for now, anyway. They activated another force field.
This is real grass.
Yes, Doctor. This area has been carefully prepared for human types. The aliens are safe now.
How's that?
They are safe because we are now exhibits in a zoo.
A zoo? I'm no animal.
On this planet, Bones, they seem to be the people, and we are the animals.
Hello, I'm Lieutenant Commander Tom Markell. This is our biologist, Randy Bryce.
James Kirk, Captain of the Enterprise, First Officer Spock, our physician, Dr. McCoy.
We've been expecting you.
You what?
Well, we heard your communicator signal.
Then why didn't you warn us?
We couldn't warn you. They're constantly picking up our equipment and fooling with it.
Where do they keep the equipment? I could use my tricorder.
No use, sir. They're on an exhibit table beyond the force field.
There were 6 of you on the mission.
We didn't beam down in time to save the original 3.
Lieutenant Randolph is in the house. She's running a high fever, but we can't seem to do anything about it.
I'll check her out. Maybe I can help.
What have you learned about the aliens?
There's not much, sir. This is a zoo. So tremendous as to be almost unbelievable.
Have you tried an escape?
12 different ways. Tunnels, a weakness in the force field, nothing worked.
Have you tried to communicate?
Yes, sir. But all we've been able to arouse in them is a sort of quivering motion.
We seem to have company.
They built this for us. We concluded they're telepathic. I guess they read our minds and came as close as they could to make it like home.
Spock, try and make contact.
Yes, sir. I can't seem to get through, Captain. They appear too involved with each other.
You seem to be getting a response.
My impression is that they're laughing at me.
So far, Mr. Spock, we haven't found anything funny in this.
Animals in a zoo rarely do.
Let's find the others. I feel a need for human companionship.
Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, this is Nancy Randolph, our navigator.
How is she?
Without my instruments, it's difficult to make an exact diagnosis. Rough guess is a malarial-type infection caused by an insect bite. I can't do anything without my medikit.
The lacrons outside, what do?
They appear to be guards, sir, making sure we don't harm each other.
Do they feed us, or do we shift for ourselves?
They bring supplies once a week.
Always to the same place?
Yes, always, near the display case.
What display case?
Well, behind this house, outside the force field, all our toys... Phasers, communicators, medical supplies.
Then my equipment should be there.
Maybe we can get them to give them back to us.
Captain, they are highly intelligent. I'm sure they are quite aware of the purpose of each piece of equipment now.
The medical kit wouldn't be harmful. It would help her. One of their specimens.
Then think about it that way, Doctor.
Food. But it's not feeding time.
They must have sensed a need and interpreted it as food.
I suggest we all concentrate on the medical kit.
It's all here. They haven't damaged it.
What's your evaluation of the situation, Markel?
They treat us quite well, sir. They seem to want us alive and well, and they don't want to let us go.
A natural reaction for the curators of a zoo.
Sir, do you think there's any chance of getting out?
As long as we're alive, there's a chance. Tonight, I'll try and find a weak link in the force field.
Begging your pardon, Captain. I think we should face the situation realistically. We are specimen animals in a zoo, and they have taken every precaution to prevent our escape. To them, we are caged for life.